Between 2024 and 2026, U.S. federal spending on artificial intelligence exploded by 966%, hitting $7.2 billion. The Department of Defense alone now holds a potential $90 billion in AI contracts. If that's what governments are spending, what does the real commercial battlefield look like? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the abstract concept of AI leadership is being forged into silicon, steel, and concrete. We're seeing a massive race to build the physical foundations of AI, from new chips in your PC to record-breaking investments in data centers. At the same time, governments are stepping in, creating new rules and new risks for businesses in the US and Europe. Troy, it feels like the digital gold rush is now about building the mines and the railways.
That's an excellent analogy, Susie. The focus has pivoted from just developing larger models to securing the physical infrastructure and supply chains that power them. This week is defined by three major trends: the hardware arms race moving to the personal and industrial edge, the staggering capital investment in data center capacity, and the hardening of regulatory and geopolitical borders around AI technology.
Let's start with the hardware. On July 4th, NVIDIA, Intel, and AMD all made major moves in the AI chip market. What happened?
We saw a three-pronged push to embed powerful AI processing directly into devices, away from the cloud. NVIDIA announced its RTX Spark AI chip, set to debut this fall in PCs from Lenovo, Microsoft Surface, and others. Intel is targeting industrial applications with its new Core Ultra Series 3 processors, and AMD is doing the same with its Ryzen AI Embedded Series.
Okay, so new chips from the big three. Why does this matter for a European car parts manufacturer or a US-based logistics firm?
Because it shifts high-performance AI from the data center to the factory floor and the engineer's desk. Intel's new chips, for example, integrate a neural processing unit, or NPU, delivering up to 120 platform TOPS.
You lost me at TOPS. Can you translate?
TOPS stands for a trillion operations per second. It's a measure of AI processing power. For that car parts manufacturer, it means AI-powered cameras can perform real-time quality control on the assembly line with extreme precision without network delays. For the logistics firm, it enables smarter, more autonomous robots in the warehouse that can adapt to their environment instantly.
So this makes on-site AI faster and more reliable. What should Western trading companies and distributors be looking at?
They need to understand that the next generation of industrial equipment, robotics, and even employee workstations will be AI-enabled. Sourcing decisions should now include the AI processing capabilities of the hardware. There's a major opportunity for distributors who can advise their clients on which platforms, NVIDIA, Intel, or AMD, are best suited for their specific industrial automation or design needs.
And the actionable insight for executives?
Reevaluate your 2027 hardware refresh roadmap now. The capabilities of KCs and industrial controllers are about to take a significant leap. On-device AI can solve for data privacy and latency issues in manufacturing. Start a pilot program to test these new edge AI capabilities in a controlled environment, like a single production line, to quantify the ROI.
It's not just chips, though. The scale of investment in the infrastructure behind them is staggering. A report on July 5th showed Meta, Microsoft, and Oracle committed over $850 billion to data center leases in the first quarter of 2026 alone.
That's correct. This is a record-breaking figure. Oracle leads with around $250 billion in commitments, partly to service its agreement with OpenAI. Microsoft added $41 billion for a total of $197 billion, and Meta committed $79 billion, bringing its total to $183 billion. This isn't just spending. It's a strategic land grab for the physical capacity to train and deploy next-generation AI.
$850 billion is a number so large it's hard to grasp. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers, many of whom aren't big tech?
It creates intense competition and potential choke points in the industrial supply chain. These AI data centers require immense amounts of power, specialized cooling systems, high-speed networking gear, and physical construction. European manufacturers like Schneider Electric or Siemens, who are leaders in electrical grid management and industrial automation, face a massive opportunity. But for buyers of these components, it could mean longer lead times and higher prices as they compete with hyperscalers.
So a boom for some, but a potential supply crunch for others. What's the key takeaway for trading companies?
They need to be mapping this supply chain dependency immediately. If your business trades in power distribution units, advanced cooling systems, or even commodities like copper and steel, you need to understand how this AI data center build-out will impact pricing and availability for the next 36 months. There are also partnership opportunities in providing the infrastructure for these sites, from Europe to North America.
What's the actionable advice for an executive at an industrial firm?
If you have a major factory expansion or upgrade planned, you need to secure your supply contracts for critical power and cooling infrastructure now. Your procurement team should be in direct talks with suppliers about the potential impact of hyperscaler demand on their allocation. Assume that what you paid for this equipment last year is not what you will pay next year.
All this investment is predicated on AI delivering real business results. A report this week from WebEx, citing Danone, gave some concrete figures on this. What did it find?
It highlighted significant, quantifiable gains in manufacturing. Specifically, the food products giant Danone reported a 20% reduction in forecasting errors and a 30% reduction in sales loss after implementing an AI-optimized supply chain.
Those are impressive numbers. A 20% improvement in forecasting is a huge deal for any manufacturer. How is AI achieving this?
AI models analyze vast data sets, historical sales, weather patterns, commodity prices, logistics availability, social media trends, to create far more accurate demand forecasts than traditional methods. This allows a company like Danone to optimize production schedules, reduce excess inventory, and minimize stockouts, which directly prevents lost sales. For manufacturers, this is a direct conversion of data into bottom-line profit.
This seems like a critical competitive advantage. What are the threats and opportunities for other U.S. and European manufacturers?
The threat is clear. Competitors who effectively implement AI in their supply chain will operate with lower costs and higher efficiency. They'll have the right products in the right place at the right time more often. The opportunity is to move from reactive to predictive operations. U.S. and European firms, which often have more mature data collection practices, are well positioned to leverage this.
What about for trading and distribution companies?
They sit on a gold mine of data regarding logistics, demand signals, and market pricing. By implementing AI, they can offer more sophisticated services to their manufacturing clients, such as predictive logistics or market timing advice. They can also use it to optimize their own warehouse and shipping operations. Sourcing AI talent or partnering with AI service providers is becoming a key strategic necessity.
So, what should executives be doing right now?
Don't try to boil the ocean with a vague AI strategy. Identify the single most painful and data-rich problem in your supply chain, whether it's demand forecasting, warehouse management, or predictive maintenance on machinery. Start a focused project there. The Danone example proves the ROI is real and substantial.
As companies race to deploy AI, governments are racing to regulate it. We saw two major developments this week, one from the U.S. state of Illinois and another from the European Union. Troy, let's start with Illinois.
On July 6th, Illinois passed the Artificial Intelligence Safety and Accountability Act. It's the first law in the U.S. to mandate external, independent, third-party audits for what it calls frontier AI models. Developers must also disclose safety measures and report critical safety incidents.
And across the Atlantic, what's happening with the EU AI Act?
The European Council gave its final approval, but also confirmed a delay for the key obligations. The rules for standalone high-risk AI systems will now be enforced from December 2, 2027, and for AI embedded in products, August 2, 2028. However, the penalties for non-compliance are severe, up to 35 million euros, or 7% of global annual turnover.
So, a U.S. state is moving on audits now, while the EU is giving companies more time to prepare for very strict rules. How does a U.S. manufacturer selling products with embedded AI into Europe navigate this?
They face a dual compliance challenge. For the Illinois market, they'll need to prepare for auditability and transparency in their most advanced models. For the EU, even with the delay, the clock is ticking. The Act's requirements for data governance, human oversight, and fairness in high-risk systems, which can include AI and machinery or medical devices, are extensive. They need to start redesigning their compliance frameworks now.
What should trading companies and distributors be aware of?
They are part of the supply chain and could share liability. distributors need to demand transparency from their AI software and hardware suppliers regarding compliance with both EU and US state-level regulations. Sourcing from a vendor who can provide a clear EU AI Act readiness statement will become a significant competitive advantage by 2027.
Actionable insight for executives?
Task your legal and compliance teams with creating a unified AI governance framework that meets the strictest global standard, which is currently the EU AI Act. Don't wait until 2027. Start building the required documentation, risk assessments, and human oversight protocols now. This isn't just a legal requirement, it's becoming a condition of market access in Europe.
Finally, let's turn to the geopolitical front. On July 8th, reports emerged that China is considering restricting overseas access to its advanced AI models. What's driving this?
The Chinese Ministry of Commerce is citing national security concerns and the risk of technology outflow. This comes as some U.S. firms have been adopting lower-cost, high-performance Chinese AI models. In a related move, major Chinese tech firms like ByteDance and Alibaba are disabling human-like companion features in their domestic AI apps to comply with new government regulations.
So, China is worried its best AI technology could be used against its interests. What does this potential restriction mean for a European technology company that might be using a Chinese AI service?
It introduces a significant supply chain risk. If your company has built a product or internal workflow that relies on an API from a Chinese AI model, that access could be cut off with little warning. This creates an immediate need to find and validate alternative Western-based models. It's a direct threat to operational continuity.
What should distributors and trading companies be thinking about?
They must conduct due diligence on the origin of the AI software they sell or use. Is the model hosted in China? Was it developed by a company with deep ties to the Chinese government? The geopolitical landscape is now a critical factor in sourcing technology. There is a clear opportunity for distributors of US and European AI models to market their solutions as more secure and geopolitically stable alternatives.
So this could actually be a boon for Western AI providers. What is the immediate action item for executives?
Immediately audit your organization's use of third-party AI APIs and software. Identify any dependencies on China-based AI models. If any are found, you must develop a mitigation plan, which should include identifying and testing at least two alternative Western-based models to ensure you can switch over quickly without significant disruption to your business. This is no longer a hypothetical risk.
All right, Troy, it's been a dense week. Let's distill this down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, the AI race is now a physical infrastructure race. Dominance will be determined not just by algorithms, but by control over semiconductor supply chains and data center capacity. US and European industrial firms are essential to this build-out, but they must also navigate the resulting supply chain pressures for power and cooling components.
Second,
proven ROI is now the entry ticket for enterprise AI. Vague promises are being replaced by hard numbers, like Danone's Turing.
And the final takeaway?
The walls are going up. The global AI landscape is fracturing along geopolitical and regulatory lines. China is restricting access, while the US and EU are imposing different compliance regimes. This creates new risks for companies with global operations, but also new opportunities for those who can provide secure, compliant, and geopolitically reliable AI solutions.
Troy, thank you for clarifying a complex landscape. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us again next week for another edition of Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you, Susie.
To make sure you don't miss our analysis, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. From both of us here at Troy Technical Intelligence, thank you for listening.